cause it's just so hype. A fun, usable, huggable kind of site. You can try premium, all the things you seek, cause it's free for a wiggity 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 week.
Come to FrenchPod.com for your free 7-day premium trial.
Bonjour les amis, welcome to French Pod.
Salut tout le monde, je m'appelle Amaury.
And I'm Erica, and this is an elementary lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to go into the Parisian metro right now.
Yep.
And experience some of the joys of taking the metro. Beyond just transportation, you actually can sometimes get entertained inside, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's one of the things we're going to hear in this dialogue?
Qu'est-ce que c'est que ça?
Qu'est-ce que c'est que ça? What in the heck is that? What on earth is this? Mm-hmm. How do you say it?
Qu'est-ce que c'est que ça?
Okay, let's hear that dialogue three times.
Dialogue, première écoute.
Tu as de la monnaie?
Tiens, j'ai une pièce de 2 euros.
Il était vraiment bien, ce joueur de violon.
Oh, regarde! Qu'est-ce que c'est que ça? Il a même un micro.
Oh non! Il ne sait vraiment pas chanter.
Il y a encore 3 arrêts. Vite, changeons de wagon.
Dialogue, deuxième écoute.
Tu as de la monnaie?
Tiens, j'ai une pièce de 2 euros.
Il était vraiment bien, ce joueur de violon.
Oh, regarde! Qu'est-ce que c'est que ça? Il a même un micro.
Oh non! Il ne sait vraiment pas chanter.
Il y a encore 3 arrêts. Vite, changeons de wagon.
Dialogue, troisième écoute.
Tu as de la monnaie?
Tiens, j'ai une pièce de 2 euros.
Il était vraiment bien, ce joueur de violon.
Oh, regarde! Qu'est-ce que c'est que ça? Il a même un micro.
Oh non! Il ne sait vraiment pas chanter.
Il y a encore 3 arrêts. Vite, changeons de wagon.
So now it's time for the translation. Tu as de la monnaie?
Do you have some change?
Tu as de la monnaie?
Do you have some change?
Tu as de la monnaie? Tiens, j'ai une pièce de 2 euros.
Here, I have a 2 euro coin.
Tiens, j'ai une pièce de 2 euros.
Here, I have a 2 euro piece.
Tiens, j'ai une pièce de 2 euros. Il était vraiment bien, ce joueur de violon.
He was really good, that violin player.
Il était vraiment bien, ce joueur de violon.
That violin player was really good.
Il était vraiment bien, ce joueur de violon. Oh, regarde. Qu'est-ce que c'est que ça? Il a même un micro.
Oh, look. What in the heck is that? He even has a microphone.
Oh, regarde. Qu'est-ce que c'est que ça? Il a même un micro.
Oh, look. What on earth is that? He even has a microphone.
Oh, regarde. Qu'est-ce que c'est que ça? Il a même un micro. Oh non, il ne sait vraiment pas chanter.
Oh no, he really does not know how to sing.
Oh non, il ne sait vraiment pas chanter.
Oh no, he really doesn't know how to sing.
Oh non, il ne sait vraiment pas chanter. Il y a encore 3 arrêts. Vite, changeons de wagon.
There's still 3 stops. Hurry, let's change cars.
Il y a encore 3 arrêts. Vite, changeons de wagon.
There's still 3 stops left. Quick, let's change cars.
Il y a encore 3 arrêts. Vite, changeons de wagon.
So what do they say here in this first sentence?
Tu as de la monnaie?
La monnaie. That's what we call in French a false friend. And what that means is you expect it's going to be the same in English. It's a word that sounds the same, so you think this word means money, but mm-hmm. It doesn't.
No.
In French, la monnaie means change. So he says, tu as de la monnaie. Do you have some change?
Exactly.
So does she?
Yes, because she says, tiens, j'ai une pièce de 2 euros.
When you want to say how much the coin is worth, how do you say that?
When you want to say how much the pièce is worth, you need to have the de afterwards.
Right, so you say une pièce de 2 euros.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could say as well une pièce de 50 centimes.
Okay, so she has une pièce de 2 euros. So she must have really liked the guy.
So yeah, this guy must have been good, yeah.
Yeah.
To give a 2 euro coin.
Mm-hmm. Then this guy confirms that that is in fact the case. What does he say?
Il était vraiment bien, ce joueur de violon.
The literal translation, he was really good, this player of the violin.
That's right, yeah.
So in French, a lot of times you have this structure like, he was good, that player, instead of that player was good.
Yeah, so let's say you've just been to the movies.
Okay.
You can tell your friends, il était vraiment bien, ce film.
Okay, so you should go see it.
Mm-hmm.
What if you read a book that was interesting?
Il était vraiment intéressant, ce livre.
Okay, but il était vraiment bien, ce joueur de violon. So they're still talking about this guy, and then all of a sudden, I guess a new musician walks into the metro.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, regarde. And then they say our key phrase.
Qu'est-ce que c'est que ça?
What on earth is that?
Yeah.
Il a même un micro. So we probably came in with a karaoke machine.
Yeah.
Which we'll talk about later. So then he starts singing and it was pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean, when they said, qu'est-ce que c'est que ça? They had a bit of feeling, you know. And
yeah.
It's confirmed just now.
Yeah, then they heard him singing and they're like, oh no.
Il ne sait vraiment pas chanter.
In French, savoir means to know. But if it's followed by a verb, it also means to know how to do something. You just say savoir, verb, and
yeah.
That means to know how to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Amory, tu sais conduire?
Oui. Je sais conduire.
I'd be scared to drive with you. I don't know.
You're right. Et toi, Erika, tu sais danser?
Amory, je ne sais vraiment pas danser.
No?
That is not my thing.
Et toi, I knew it actually. I noticed last time.
Et toi, Amory, tu sais danser? Okay, yeah, I thought you did too, right? So. Je sais cuisiner.
Oui? Are you sure? Because I ate in your house before and...
Amory, you have some skills, okay? Oh, you know what? Je sais conduire.
Uh-huh. He's as bad as me, you know?
No. Well, I've had a few accidents in my time, yeah. Okay, so this singer, il ne sait vraiment pas chanter. And they're like, oh man, does it matter that this guy sings bad, that il ne sait pas chanter? Like, are they going to stay on the metro for a long time?
No, il y a encore 3 arrêts.
Encore here means still.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example,
il y a encore quelques minutes pour cette leçon.
And there's still a few minutes left of this lesson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But in this case, il y a encore what?
3 arrêts.
Means stop.
Yeah, it's like a stop. It could be a bus stop, arrêt.
Yeah, this is so bad, this guy, that they're going to have to do it.
Changeons de wagon.
Which is a funny word,
mm-hmm.
Because it's like, you know, spelled the same as wagon
in
English, but it means car when you're talking about trains or
mm-hmm.
metros, right?
Yeah.
The W in this word is pronounced like a V.
That's right, yeah.
So it's a wagon.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to listen to the dialogue 3 more times.
Dialogue, première écoute.
Tu as de la monnaie?
Tiens, j'ai une pièce de 2 euros.
Il était vraiment bien, ce joueur de violon.
Oh, regarde! Qu'est-ce que c'est que ça? Il a même un micro.
Oh non! Il ne sait vraiment pas chanter.
Il y a encore 3 arrêts. Vite! Changeons de wagon.
Dialogue, deuxième écoute.
Tu as de la monnaie?
Tiens, j'ai une pièce de 2 euros.
Il était vraiment bien, ce joueur de violon.
Oh, regarde! Qu'est-ce que c'est que ça? Il a même un micro.
Oh non! Il ne sait vraiment pas chanter.
Il y a encore 3 arrêts. Vite, changeons de wagon.
Dialogue, troisième écoute.
Tu as de la monnaie?
Tiens, j'ai une pièce de 2 euros.
Il était vraiment bien, ce joueur de violon.
Oh, regarde! Qu'est-ce que c'est que ça? Il a même un micro.
Oh non! Il ne sait vraiment pas chanter.
Il y a encore 3 arrêts. Vite, changeons de wagon.
Ah.
So we're back.
Mm-hmm.
This was one of the things that made me happy when I lived in France, was when I got to take the metro and you'd have all these musicians playing for you.
Right. So I'm going to ask you not to be very honest, Erica.
Okay.
So did you give them a tip sometimes?
Sure. If I really liked them, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When they really moved me, there were some really good musicians
that
would play.
Yeah.
An interesting thing was all the variety.
Yeah.
It was like free concerts every day on the metro.
Mm-hmm. But people find it so dull sometimes, the metro, so it gives a nice atmosphere in it.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm, true. And then some people don't like it because, like, in this dialogue here, some of them are not very good, true.
Yeah, and this started to happen. People come with their karaoke machines. Maybe because with Le Micro, it was so loud and it was really annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't good singers. And it's like, listen.
It's true. I had the same reaction. I'd rather have someone with a violin coming in than a karaoke machine.
Right.
And so the other reasons why people sometimes don't like this music player in the metro is because people feel like they have to give de la monnaie.
So let me ask you about that. Because there's kind of a rule, right? Like, you don't have to give de la monnaie.
No, you don't have.
But if you're not going to...
Yeah, you'd better not stare at the people when they pass by and...
Yeah, don't even make eye contact with them, right?
No, because it's a bit rude. It's like if you look at them, it's like you're going to give them something.
If you're not planning on it, then look away. It's not rude to look away. It's rude to look at them if you're not going to give de la monnaie.
Mm-hmm.
Or une pièce.
Yeah.
Well...
We're not going for a little review.
Hey, what a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. If I had to give a tip... And I didn't have any money change on me, what would I say to you?
Tu as de la monnaie?
And then when you gave it to me, you'd be like,
tiens.
Here, tiens.
Mm-hmm.
If I have a coin that's worth 1 euro, what would I call that?
Une pièce d'un euro.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That violin player is great.
Il était vraiment bien, ce joueur de violon.
And then we learn to say, what in the heck is that?
Qu'est-ce que c'est que ça?
So now, il y a encore just one more thing we got to talk about. If you have any questions or anything, come to FrenchPod.com. You can ask us questions there. You can also find other study tools to use outside the podcast. I say, changeons de rooms and let's move. What do you say?
Vite! Au revoir!
Au revoir!